Welcome to Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I Google shit in front of Ryan.
Hi, everybody.
I don't know. Can you hear Ryan, folks?
I don't know if you understand how podcasts work. It's not a call and response medium.
They're not answering. I think we have to start over. All right.
Welcome to Train Hot Dog.
Today we're looking up Monte Cristo, as in the Count of Monte Cristo accepted the sandwich.
Right. We got onto this subject because we were talking about that insane, like, glazed donut hamburger that you can get, I assume, everywhere in the South.
Right, and my reaction was, I would like to try that someday, and his reaction was, like, physical repulsion.
It was.
I think he, like, got a little bit of vomit in the footwell.
Yeah, if you hear an audible squish every time I break, that's just me dealing with the regular flow of traffic.
All right, Monte Cristo sandwich.
So... You got to go back and make them understand what you think a Monte Cristo is.
No.
We have very different...
No.
We have different...
No, I don't. I'm just going to read them the description.
Okay. What is your source, first of all?
Wikipedia. All right. The most reliable source. Oh, good. We have traffic, so we'll have time to record for a while.
Okay.
A Monte Cristo is a fried ham and cheese sandwich, a variation of the French croque monsieur. I think that could describe what I was talking about.
Don't you mean croque monsieur? No.
Croque monsieur.
What the hell is French?
Croque Cro-Magnon. In most regions, sandwich is savory rather than sweet.
What's up?
Traditionally, it is deeped in its entirety in egg batter and pan-fried, though it may also be deep-fried.
Okay, so that sounds like what I was saying. It's basically when you dip bread in egg batter, that's pretty much French toast bread, right?
Yeah.
So you just do that to the whole fucking, you make it a French toast sandwich.
But then the version I said was that it was deep fried.
Right.
So, Monte Cristo is sometimes covered in powdered sugar and served with preserves.
What the hell? So we're both right. That's what I'm hearing.
We can both be right, Ryan.
I don't allow for a world where anyone else in this car is right when I'm right about something also.
Okay.
So I guess it's like a regional thing. Like, if you go down to, like, fucking Georgia or whatever, and you get, like, blueberry preserves on it and, like, a sprinkling of powdered sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And you puke because it sounds disgusting.
In the southern U.S., some restaurants serve a variation that is better dipped and deep fried. So, yeah, like, it's just two different kinds of sandwich with the same name. Oh, a cheese dream.
Whoa, hold on.
I just clicked on the see also. Here's the thing. It says cheese dream. An open-faced version of the American grilled cheese sandwich made with bread, cheddar cheese, and butter. Like,
that's horseshit. You can't just take one half of the...
Here's half of what, like, half of a thing you love, and it's the dream version.
Here's one third less the implements it takes to make this. And then, now we call it a cheese dream. Like, I had a dream about a grilled cheese I made once, but I forgot the other slice of bread.
Yeah, we cut your mom in half, and it's now it's your dream mom.
This whole sandwich is intellectually bankrupt. If you can even call it a sandwich, because it's just cheese on a slice of bread.
It's an open-faced sandwich, yeah. Not really a sandwich.
How am I supposed to hold that?
So here's my question.
Can you cut a cheese dream in half diagonally, fold the halves onto each other, and does it become a grilled cheese again? Yes, it does.
Was
that your question?
That was my question.
Okay.
Here's my other question.
Okay.
What people who like open-faced sandwiches, like...
Are terrorists.
That's not a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why do they put the food, the tasty part, on the side of the bread facing away from their tongue? Wouldn't they want to put it on the side facing their tongue so it's tastier?
You mean, like, when you're really into, like you're getting, like, a really good, like, artisanal slice of pizza at a farmer's market, you don't just rub it on your soft palate?
It's...
I don't understand what you're talking about.
It's the best way to eat pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Pizza is an open-faced sandwich.
I don't want to... I really don't like the ideas that you're flirting with
and
right
so
now.
And so, when you fold it in half, it becomes a
it
pizza...
Pizza is by default a pizza dream.
A pizza dream?
And when you fold it in half, it becomes what?
A calzone.
That's a calzone, right.
Yeah.
So a slice of pizza is a calzone dream, is what I'm hearing.
That's right.
And has always been. I don't... That's...
I really don't like this nomenclature.
Anybody can edit Wikipedia, that's all I'm saying. Like, and sometimes...
This is a call to arms.
If it's something that doesn't get a lot of traffic, nobody's gonna catch it. That's all I'm saying.
Ryan, did I ever tell you about the time I found a Wikipedia, like a user page that, you know, they have a user page for every IP address that ever makes an edit.
Sure.
And you can see there, well, everything they've ever edited.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That is horrifying.
And there was this IP address that had just, like, gone through and, like, changed the running times of 100 movies by 2 minutes. Like, okay, no, this one's 2 minutes longer now.
It's like the Luke and then small Luke thing from Star Wars.
It's like a bigger version of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's Cool Hand Luke. And 2 minutes longer. Cool Hand Luke.
And like maybe this guy has like his VHS collection. And he's like, oh no, I looked on the back of the box, and.
But why for so many?
Field of Dreams is actually 2 minutes longer. What?
Why such a pantheon of films all by 2 minutes?
I mean, that was just an approximation. Okay. 2 minutes is like, I mean, I mean a small amount of time.
This troubled individual is going through and changing like an entire suite of films by like a small increment.
Yeah. So.
Oh man.
So my thinking is that this person was doing this so that he could leave his mark on the world in a way that would last, because no one's gonna double check the running times of all these movies.
Nope.
And like,
it's pretty smart. That's gonna be there as long as Wikipedia is there.
When I saw this, like,
you wept openly.
I did. I have my mental model for like how do I detect lying on the internet. One factor that weighs heavily in my decision is, does this person have a motivation for lying?
And
nobody has a, like, this is not the sort of thing you think, oh yeah, the big movie length is gonna be sure to fudge these movie lengths.
Right, like there's literally nothing for him to gain other than, I mean, immortality.
Right, exactly.
Clearly, which Godspeed.
Yeah.
But now that you've done this, does anyone listen to, and I don't mean this derogatorily at all, because I've popped in and out, but does anybody listen to Train Hot Dog?
I occasionally meet people who listen to it, okay. And I apologize profusely to them.
Like, I don't mean that in a mean way. I just mean, like, you're just shitting these out, right? You just...
Yeah, no, of like, course,
these,
yeah.
These are not, like,
so, like,
meant for human consumption.
Train Hot Dog episodes, like, last I looked, they were, like, 100 downloads each.
That's... Oh, shit. that's pretty great.
I mean, it's not zero.
A segment of the Video Game Hot Dogs audience, and they're privy to this. So what I'm saying is, what you've done is you basically, this guy was wandering through the desert of the internet, and he constructed an edifice out of, you know, palm fronds and like desiccated scorpion corpses and stuff. But it's going to last. Like, no one will ever see it, but it'll be there forever, and that's enough to sustain him. And now, like, what if one of these 100 monsters who listens to this show goes and finds out what you're talking about and changes it back?
And reverts?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that's this guy's undoing. Like, I bet if you're the kind of person who does that...
He'd probably kill himself the next day.
Oh, yeah. He'd put on, like, Back to the Future 2, he'd have a stopwatch, and then at the end of the movie, when he was verified once more that it was exactly the time that he said it was, he'd blow his fucking brains out.
I'm going to tell a story that I'm not going to let the listeners hear.
Okay.
Because this one's just for Ryan. Sorry, listeners, I'm pausing you. It's fucked up.
that's dark.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot
for you to bear on.
Yeah, that weighs heavy. Heavy hangs the head that wears the bleach.
Listeners who weren't privy to that story, just know that it's a real Sophie's bleach that Jim has to make now.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Yeah, people who make, like, very, very infinitesimally small Wikipedia edits, I want to, like...
By the way, hang on. There's a there's a Mini Cooper here with a license plate that says My Rash.
I'm going to wait for him to get in front of me so I can verify this. Oh my God, there's a space. It's not even like he's from another nation and his name is like Mirage or something.
Yeah, there's a...
Wow. What? What are you doing? He's got an Apple sticker in the back of his car. Uh-huh. Could have gotten that out of an iPod box. Could work for Apple.
Yeah.
Don't know for sure.
My Rash.
This is... This is like the perfect crime because if you committed...
Wait, what? What crime are we talking about?
Well, think about it. Like, if you were in a Mini Cooper and you were, like, swerving in and out of traffic and somebody managed to get your license plate and call the cops and dial that number you see on the side of the freeway, it's like, be a hero.
Yeah.
Be a fucking snitch hero and, like, narc on your fellow drivers. And you told them that the guy's license plate said, My Rash. They would just be like, same to you, buddy, and, like, hang up.
Yeah.
They would never believe it.
You could never be convicted.
It's hiding in plain sight.
So. I'm just going to let that sit for a moment.
Yeah, this, you can't call this train hot dog because we're in a...
I mean, it's got to go up on the feed. Like, there's only one RSS feed with for train hot dog episodes.
You're not going to start a, like, on the way to the airport dog and just put this one episode in it?
No. I mean, I've put, no, GDC hot dog is mostly in a car. And, like, we've only put half those episodes up because you know about this.
About GDC Hot Dog?
Yeah.
No.
So, when we were... During GDC week, Rachel and Justin and I, as we were going to GDC and back, like, both there and back, we recorded each day an episode of Train Hot Dog. And...
But you kept it. You kept it. Official and like industry specific, right?
No.
Like real professional.
No, yeah. Oh yeah, just there's nothing there, nothing
you guys
incriminating.
For that keynote? Like,
nothing incriminating there at all.
Yeah.
and because we went to a party on Saturday, like we ended up with 12 episodes of GDC Hot Dog and I'm releasing one a month so that GDC lasts all year.
That's horrifying. I don't want GDC to last all year. Why would you do that to me?
It would be so beautiful.
I meet so many people who are incredible, and then I meet Australians who scream at me about, why would I go to Pete's? What kind of jackass am I?
I should
go to this place next door because they're like a cold pressery, and like it's incredible. I'm like, you're not from here. I'm from here. I go to what coffee I want. But no, and he browbeat me into it, and he was right. It was way better. So Australian who accosted me on the street, if you're listening.
Well, what I like is watching Australians, like...
Do anything.
They order a coffee, and then they're mad that they get drip coffee. And, like, they do it over and over again. I'm talking about one guy right now, by the way, not Australians in general. And yet, I stand by my statement that it's hilarious when Australians do this.
Oh, yeah.
And they, like, over and over again, I'll have a coffee, please. What the fuck is this?
How does coffee come?
Well, if you order
in Australia,
well, they're just more particular about their coffee. Like they have higher standards, and also, like a coffee means espresso.
That's anarchy. I don't.
Well, no, it's very. It's like
this
once
is why
you,
they're an island
once
nation.
You,
because if that idea gets out,
once you know what's up,
if
like
that meme gets beyond their shores, we're all fucking dead.
Yeah, like I was hanging out with an Australian once, and I went up and ordered a coffee. And it was one of those places that has, like, the plastic. You push the button and the coffee comes out.
And you just watch the...
No, the pump. And I was like, you're going to love this. Check this out.
And you just watch, like, co-measure it as his cup filled up. So did the rage in his eyes.
It was my cup. But he didn't order a coffee. He knew better.
Oh, he just wanted... You
this
just
was,
wanted
this
show
was,
him, like...
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah.
Check out this blasphemous bullshit. And, like, do it in front of him.
Yeah, and then I drank it. Because it was delicious.
While making direct eye contact.
I love drip coffee, man.
I like drip coffee.
It's...
I just started... I'm, like, as I get older, I'm more and more, like, repulsed by... Hence the donut hamburger thing.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet food. Like, I'm not... I've never been much of a sweets guy.
Okay.
Like, I'll eat... Like, we had ice cream last night. I'm totally down with it. It's just, like, it's not what I crave when I want, like, shitty food.
Yeah.
And so, like, more and more, like, just going to Starbucks and getting, like, a pumpkin spice latte. I love pumpkin spice shit. I don't like the meme that it's for white girls. Because if that's what it is, fine, sign me up. Because I fucking love that shit, but it's too sweet. And I've gotten on the drip coffee train as of PAX this year, and I feel cultured. I feel like I know something everyone else in there doesn't. Is that why you like it?
Because
you feel like you're ahead of a curve?
I mean, it's just the cheapest one.
Oh, okay.
Also, like, if I go to a Starbucks, like, they usually have enough, like, I'll put in the vanilla powder, and I'll put it in, like, half and half, and it's
you're
basically...
You're over there at a little enchanting table, just...
It's basically like drinking Christmas. The nutmeg, and, yeah.
That's, no, that's the... I don't remember what I said the title of your memoirs was earlier, but Drinking Christmas is what
Drinking it is. Drinking Christmas? I don't remember the other one either. Damn it. This is the perfect medium for it.
It was pretty good. And I know that I'm the one who coined it, but I was pretty happy with myself.
Yeah,
you should have been. But now I'm imagining you with, like... A Christmas sweater, except instead of like a repeating reindeer pattern, it's all like little stylized, like Ricardo Zacconi's.
Okay. All right. Across. I have no idea what that guy looks like.
Well, that makes all of us.
Yeah.
I think he's like the bad guy in VR Troopers, and he like never leaves his office.
Okay.
Do you remember VR Troopers?
Was it a game?
No. Well, yes.
Was it
for
a?
Me,
was it a web short?
It was. Oh man, it was
a
like
web original.
It was. There was Power Rangers.
Okay,
you know,
yeah, of course I remember the Power Rangers.
And then when that, like, ruined everything for everyone, and it was my favorite thing ever, they also released VR Troopers, which was about a group of attractive white kids who, instead of turning into Power Rangers, they got, like, weird, like, mini, like, Cybon suits, and they went into, like, the VR world, which was basically just, like, a bunch of, like, bloom lighting with, like, curtains hanging down everywhere.
Okay.
And they saved America from VR threats. This is long before the Oculus Rift. This is like late 90s.
Yeah. No, I remember I watched an episode of Nowhere Man. Do you remember this?
I don't.
Nowhere Man is one of those shows that's like, we're gonna try to be a reboot of, The Prisoner. So.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it, but now that you say that, I vaguely remember that being a thing.
I think it was starring Bruce Green and like... He's just, the government took away his identity, and his wife is like, I don't know you, and he runs around trying to, like, solve the mystery.
Yeah.
And there was this one episode where he meets this computer whiz kid who, among other things, takes him into the VR world where he can dance with his wife.
Oh, yeah. The computers are coming alive.
And the VR world was, as you said, it's just like the same, like, shot on, you know, a camcorder, like the rest of the
it's
show.
It's like the balcony suite,
except with,
Sandals,
like, too
right?
bright lighting.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd like to, maybe you can identify the music, because I remember there being, like, really enchanted by, like, the cello suite that played during this dance. I feel certain that it's an actual, like, piece of classical music, because if it were an original, it would have been done with, like, a shitty, like, what do you call it? Rompler? You know, a 90s Rompler with a cello patch on it?
Yeah. Ooh.
But it sounded like a real cello, so I was like...
That's a missed opportunity.
That's gotta be
a... have it be, like, shitty cheese dick cello. Like, that would have been...
So I think they actually got so like a classical recording of a real like cello piece.
You know classical music is free, right?
I mean,
let me rephrase. You know all music is free, right?
Some of it, so all of some of it.
Speaking of, I guess this isn't a reboot. This is more like misidentifying a movie. Have you ever seen The Prophecy, starring Christopher Walken?
No, I'm thinking of the one with Johnny Depp that's, like, a similar title, like, The Seventh Seal.
Yeah, you're thinking of The Ninth Gate.
Ninth Gate, that's it. Same thing.
Where he's a different number, different noun, different all of it, but yes. Yes.
One of them's, like, an ancient French movie that nobody watches anymore.
So the
one of them is a terrible pop movie with Johnny Depp in it.
So I still like him, non-ironically, but when I was a like teenager, me and my friend Jeff were way into Christopher Walken. We thought he was
sure.
like, the dopest dude ever.
Sure, I get it.
And so, and you gotta remember, this is right after that like music video where he's like walking on the walls and ceilings and shit.
Walking on the, was that deliberate on their part, you think?
Was what deliberate?
No, nothing.
Okay. So, there's this movie, there's a series of movies, a trilogy called The Prophecy with Christopher Walken, and he is like an archangel, and it's like one of those wars between heaven and hell and shit, and like he's super menacing and awesome in it.
Yeah.
And my friend Jeff and I had seen some clips and we really wanted to watch it. So we went to the video store to go get The Prophecy.
Yeah.
And what we rented and didn't realize it at the time was Prophecy.
Uh-huh.
Starring not Christopher Walken, starring a bunch of beaver puppets. And what it ended up being was a... Again, we know that The Prophecy is a movie about an epic battle between heaven and hell and the human beings who are caught between it. And Christopher Walken has wings and he perches on the backs of chairs and doesn't tip them over and it's awesome as shit.
Right.
Prophecy turned out to be about a bearded Bob Ross looking dude who... Him and his wife go up to a cabin to, like, work on his writing. And the cabin, the lake that they're by gets too much mercury poisoning, and it drives all the animals in the lake insane and mutates them. And he and his wife get attacked by, like, beavers with, like, second vestigial, like, beaver tails that have, like, spikes coming out of them. And, like, there's a moose, I think, at one point who's, like, just... It's just, like, going for it and has, like, fangs and comes at them.
This sounds way better than the other movie you were describing.
We got, like, an hour into it before we were like, I don't think we're going to see any, like, devils. Like, I don't think, like, they would have to take a real hard right turn for Christopher Walken to show up and be like, I am a fallen angel of God.
Yeah.
And there's a reckoning coming and, like, you know, like, you would have to, like, manhandle, like, rabid beavers, like, out of the way first.
Right.
That feels like a real creative, like, left turn, for sure. I don't know where I was going with this, but I just wanted to tell you that there were two movies called Prophecy.
Yeah,
one of them is not the one I thought it was.
All right, that's all the time we have. we're pulling into Fruitvale Station. I mean, I'm still on this bridge that we're never going to see the end of.
Yeah, you can still see the Seattle skyline.
But, like,
it's half an hour away. You're fucked.
Part of the format of Train Hot Dog is that, like, I dub in the 22 minutes of train noise, and I have exactly 22 minutes.
Wait,
so,
really?
Like, we gotta stop.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.